Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. Today's episode is entitled Don't Be a Jerk. You'll be surprised to learn, as it may differ from what you've seen on television, that a lot of being a good lawyer is about not being a jerk. And today I'll be looking very briefly at some evidence law related things, all geared towards not being a jerk. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice, and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm really fortunate to be able to record this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present. Despite what you might see on television, there are actually a lot of rules about being a lawyer that really translate to don't be a jerk. But today, as I said, I'm going to be talking about some rules relating to the laws of evidence. So let me quote a comment made by the English Court of Appeal in the matter of the Queen and Baldwin. That's a 1925 matter. The court observed in that matter, "It is right to remember in all such cases that the witness in the box is an amateur and that counsel who is asking questions is, as a rule, a professional conductor of argument. And it is not right that the wits of the one should be pitted against the wits of the other in this field of suggestion and controversy. What is wanted from the witness is answers to questions of fact." Now, this is an extract talking about cross-examination, and they're talking about the really advantaged role that a barrister or a solicitor advocate has when dealing with a witness. And ultimately, that what the court needs is answers from the witness to questions of fact. The court doesn't want the witness to be confused. It's not a battle of wits. It's simply trying to get to the facts. And for those reasons, there are rules in the Uniform Evidence Law dealing with how you ask questions of witnesses, and I'm going to briefly describe those to you today. If you're wondering what is this Uniform Evidence Law, maybe I'll do a separate episode talking briefly about that. But for the purposes of today's episode of the podcast, it's a set of rules on how evidence is brought before the court and the kinds of questions you can ask, how you ask them, and ways of proving things. So the following principle is from the Uniform Evidence Law, and basically it's the same in the Commonwealth, New South Wales, Victoria, the ACT, and the Northern Territory. And just for clarity and for being brief, I'll talk about what's in the Commonwealth Act. So this is in the section of the Evidence Act looking at cross-examining someone, and we're looking at section 41, which has the title Improper Questions. And it's a law that actually requires the court to do something. So it says, the court must disallow a question put to a witness in cross-examination or inform the witness that it need not be answered if the court is of the opinion that the question is misleading or confusing, or is unduly annoying, harassing, intimidating, offensive, oppressive, humiliating, or repetitive, or is put to the witness in a manner or tone that is belittling, insulting, or otherwise inappropriate, or has no basis other than a stereotype, for example, a stereotype based on the witness's sex, race, culture, ethnicity, age, or mental, intellectual, or physical disability. And the court is allowed to take into account the following things, but it's not limited to considering only these things. It can look at any relevant condition or characteristic of the witness of which the court is or is made aware, including the witness's age, education, ethnic and cultural background, gender, language background and skills, level of maturity and understanding and personality, and any mental, intellectual, or physical disability of which the court is or is made aware and to which the witness is or appears to be subject, and the context in which the question is put, including the nature of the proceeding and in a criminal proceeding, the nature of the offence, to which the proceeding relates, and the relationship, if any, between the witness and any other party to the proceeding. And the law goes on to say, a question is not a disallowable question merely because the question challenges the truthfulness of the witness or the consistency or accuracy of any statement made by the witness, or the question requires the witness to discuss a subject that could be considered distasteful to or private by the witness. And the law goes on to say, a party may object to a question put to a witness on the ground that it is a disallowable question, but the duty imposed on the court applies whether or not an objection is raised. So the judge, in summary, is allowed to look at a question and tell a witness that it need not be answered because it's a disallowable question. And the judge can do that, and in fact must do that, whether or not one of the parties actually raises an objection to it. So there's a terrible pun that goes around lawyers when you're learning how to cross-examine someone, and inevitably the person teaching you will say, cross-examining someone does not mean examining someone crossly. But that's actually really good advice. The saying that you catch more flies with honey is just as true in cross-examination as it is anywhere else in human behavior. Something really important, though, aside from trying to catch flies with honey, is that the court is there for a search for the facts. And it's pretty easy to understand that if someone is asking you questions and you're in the witness box and they're asking you questions in a way that's intimidating, then you're probably going to be really nervous and find it very difficult to think and very difficult to accurately answer questions, because most people get really nervous appearing in court for any reason. And in particular, if you've got on top of that an experienced advocate whose mannerisms, tone of voice, demeanor, and so on is intimidating to you, and I mean intimidating on top of the normal way that people are generally intimidated by being in court because it's such a different and solemn occasion, then it is pretty proper for the court to be required to disallow those kind of questions. Now, in my experience, it can be really difficult when reading a transcript of a matter to know whether questions have been put in an intimidating way or whether the tone used was, for example, belittling, insulting, or otherwise inappropriate. So it is really important that judges pick up these kind of questions as they're happening. And it's also really important that lawyers in court, when they are able to, object to these kind of questions. And even more important, as lawyers who are asking these kinds of questions or who might be cross-examining someone, hopefully not asking these kind of questions, using your professional judgment and acting in an ethical way so as not to be a jerk is really important. So I guess the first port of responsibility starts with the lawyer themselves. Before asking questions, think about whether you are asking questions in a way that might be using a tone that's belittling, insulting, or otherwise inappropriate, or that you might be being unduly annoying, harassing, intimidating, offensive, oppressive, humiliating, or repetitive, or, much more likely, maybe your question doesn't make a great deal of sense. Maybe you're putting it together on the run based on something that the witness has just answered, and maybe your sentence question actually has three parts to it, and that means that it's very likely to be misleading or confusing to the witness. So hopefully the cry not to be a jerk is something that doesn't apply too often. It's really important, of course, but hopefully the real thing that we're asking of lawyers and of ourselves when we are lawyers is to think carefully before we speak and maybe not to be misleading or confusing. I hope the real battle cry is cut those questions down, split them up, make them easy to understand rather than don't be a jerk. But you can rest assured that the common law and the rules of evidence before the court have a very, very strong bearing on the fundamental thing to being a good lawyer, which is, contrary to popular television, not being a jerk. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I really hope that, like me, you are extremely glad that there are actually rules of practice that require lawyers to be decent humans and act ethically. I like to think that most people in the legal profession are there to help people, but I think it's really important to facilitate that through excellent laws. Now, I'm not saying the Evidence Act is perfect, but hey, I think it's a great start that it tells us all, come on, don't be a jerk. Thanks so much for listening. Look after yourselves and have an excellent day.